I'm Sonny Fox. Welcome to this week's Foxcast. And this time, my guest is one of the biggest names in show business. He's the star of Last Comic Standing, and some people say the funniest guy in the Comedy Central roasts. He's a big name in show business. I'm talking about the one and only Ralphie May. Hello, Ralph.
How are you?
I just called him Ralph. Does anybody call you that other than your folks?
No, no. If anybody calls and asks for just Ralph, I kind of hang up because it's I know it's a bill collector or a lawyer or something like that. It's definitely not anybody who knows me.
Now, Ralphie, in all humility, I mean, you still get bill collectors. You're a wealthy man. Come on.
I do because I had a nefarious past.
No.
You know, they think they can get me once in a while. It's like, nah, it's stupid. I already took care of that.
You're still after student loans? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't have any student loans. I started doing comedy at 17, so I was never really into college.
Yeah, same with me. I was in a rock band back in the 60s, so I passed the formal education thing myself.
Exactly, right? Yeah. It's like anything to keep you out of NOM and anything to keep me out of class.
That's right. Like, you wise fuck.
It was the same thing.
Hey, Ralphie, you're a dad of, was it two kids, though?
Yes, I have two beautiful babies. My son is 14 months, and my daughter turns, 3 on Sunday.
Wow. Now, do they have nicknames yet?
No, just April and August. I just think the name itself is pretty funny. You know, our name is April, June, May, and my son is August, May. So I think that's enough.
Well, how's it feel to be a dad? I mean, this is a relatively new experience.
It's awesome. You know, it really is. It's great being a father. I love it. You know, it's tough. You know, like, people give me static because, like, I didn't circumcise my son. I don't feel bad about that at all. You know, actually, I feel pretty good that I don't have anywhere on my resume I cut another dude's dick. You know what I mean?
What was the reason behind that? I mean,
he's Jewish, and we found out that you don't have to be circumcised to be a Jew. And since that, I was just like, it's just stupid. You know, cutting your dick for what?
Is this a case of father like son?
No. And I'm jealous. I, you know, Sonny, I'm Southern. I raised a garden. If you cut the top off an okra bush, it won't grow anymore. Okay? All right? And that's what I think. Instead of having a medium dick, I could have been a contender.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could have been somebody. All right?
Ralphie's perspective in life. It's all the dick.
Exactly. I got to tell you, Sonny, these kids, I just didn't want to, you know, I heard that they cut 2,000 nerve endings off the end of his penis when they circumcise you.
Ooh.
And it's like, pussy could be 2,000 times better. Jesus.
Oh, wow.
What are we missing out on, man? If that was the, I'd wear my wife, you know, and get one of those adult baby Bjorns, okay, like I'll sleep my kid in and just ride her all day long.
Well, thanks for letting me know, Ralphie. I think I'll just go jump off the window. Excuse me. Hold on.
It's great to be here tonight. It's great to be in Los Angeles. Even though I'm not from here, I'm from Houston, Texas. I live here in Los Angeles. I live in a dangerous part of Los Angeles called Los Angeles. I live in a place called Duh Hood, D.A. Hood, Duh Hood. Population, all them bitches. Can I get a woo-woo? Holla, murderer. I live with Mexicans. We got any Mexicans in here? Oh, yeah. Woo. Man, it's a shitload. What was that, a Ho Carlo? God damn. Love Mexicans, man. Y'all are the coolest, because if you ever get a Mexican dude's name, you can always just read their necklace, and that's just convenient, isn't it? Nomar, what kind of fucked up name is... Ramon, ¿cómo estás? You cut your hair, fool. Crazy. I love Mexicans, man, because y'all can fix anything with, like, two chiclets and a pocket knife. Seriously. My car broke down on the side of the road, and this Mexican dude rolled up to me, and he was like, hey, what's wrong with your car? And I go, well, I'll tell you, Hector. That son of a bitch won't start. Hey, pop the hood. So I popped the hood. He's looking in there, eating three chiclets, because apparently it was a tough repair. He's like, okay, try it now. Holy shit, Hector! You rock. Fuck yeah. Get in the car. I'll buy all your oranges, cherries, newspapers. Put them all in here, bro. Fuck yeah. He's the coolest, that guy. I got his flowers. That guy's great. Hector, right there. He's great. I like the hood. It's just different, you know? Stuff happens that doesn't happen anywhere else, okay? It really doesn't, okay? This is a strange event that only happens in the hood. It was about 2 years ago. I got a knock on the door at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All right? And me and my girlfriend are there, right? And yeah, that's not part of the joke. Okay, all right, anyway. I open the door, and at the door is a black dude and a white chick, right? And the brother's like, yo, man, my name's Alvin, or Allie Alvin, or Alvin, right? And I'm like, hello? What the fuck? Right? Okay. He goes, yo, player, we just want to know if you want to party. I was like, huh? What are you talking about? Yo, man, you want a party? What the fuck? Yo, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Just knock on the door and, hey, you want a party? What the hell? Right? And I'm like, huh? He looks down the hall both ways and goes, all right, player, you want some pussy? It was a pimp and a hooker going door to door selling pussy. That's the only thing that happens there, okay? All right, now first of all, I cannot believe this is happening to a comedian, right? I'm like, right? It's God, it's sent from God, okay, it's fantastic. But then I started thinking, hey, that's a criminal. He's a criminal, he's a pimp. You know, it's his job to slap bitches and cut people for money. That's his fucking job. He's a danger. Okay, so I'm like, oh, wow, hey. Ooh. Hey, he thought I was trying to stall him, right, to drive a bargain. So he's like, yo, play, okay, man, look, normally a half and half is $100, all right, money? But I see you got a little hesitant, you don't want to spend all that, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, for you this week, we're running a special. $70 for a half and half. What do you say, player? Come on, half and half. $70. God damn. Now he's selling discount pussy door to door. Like it's day old. What the fuck are you talking about? Okay, now what he can't see is my girlfriend is like 10 feet away. Okay, now girls, you really wouldn't like your man to be offered pussy at the front door, would you? That wouldn't be like, oh, that's so cute. Look at him, he's getting pussy at the front door. That's my man, look at you. So I have danger here, and I damn sure got danger there, okay? So I did the only thing a man could do in that situation. Be stupid, player. That's all you can do. Be stupid, okay? I was like, honey, do we need some pussy? It's on sale. There's a lot of stuff that's different there that you don't get anywhere else, okay? That's one of them, okay? But just the little things are different. Like, we don't have a Jack-in-the-Box restaurant, y'all. We got a Jizzak up in the Biox. That's what we got. And you got to order like you're from the hood, or the drive-thru guy will shoot you out of respect. It's like, yo, what a player. Yo, man, can you get me a jumbo Jizzak? And he's testing me, right? He goes up with cheese. Like a motherfucker, hell yeah. And I want to send a shout out to the fry guy. Got much love for the fry guy. Bumping up his inner fries. Bum, 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 bum. I want a cold drink, bow down, the cold drink, bow down. And I need me a chicken sandwich for my baby's mama. He was like, word. Yo, son, you're the shizzleman. Just repeat that back to grip suit and mitten on. You understand, player? You want a jumbo Jizzak with cheese like a motherfucker. Want to send a shout out to the fry guy. Got much love for the fry guy. Bumper in the fry. Holla, holla. Can I get a whoop? Witness energy, Scott LaRock. You want a cold drink, bow down, the cold drink, bow down. And you need a chicken sandwich for your baby's mama because you're a hustler, baby. Yeah. Yeah. All the black folks in here going, ooh, white boys got flavor.
Ralphie May, the last time I talked to you, you were about ready to sign a deal with Comedy Central.
Yeah, the deal is done.
Is it really? Brothers from Another Mother. You want to explain to the people who weren't listening last time who's in that, what
sure.
It's about?
It's myself and Lavelle Crawford. He's very funny.
Two big
black
stars.
Comedian. Yeah, well, two big fat guys, okay? two big fat guys, and we play great friends that find out that we're actually brothers. We share a father, and we inherit the third best barbecue restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow. Are you going to shoot on location?
Hijinks ensue.
Are you going to shoot on location in Nashville?
We're going to do a lot of externals in Nashville. You know, I have a house there, and I love Nashville a lot. That's why I wanted to put the sitcom there. And, you know, Lavelle's like down for whatever. He doesn't give a fat baby's dick. He's like, let's go, let's do this. Let's get in there. I don't care, wherever it is, man. And so we're going to shoot the externals there, and hopefully we'll be able to shoot more stuff locally, you know, in Nashville. But as it stands now, we got to do it in Los Angeles.
Well, now, you said you had a home in Nashville. Did your house survive the flooding recently?
It did. It did. I'm too country, Sonny, to get caught in a flood. I built my
house. Oh, it's a house.
I bought my house. I know. I bought my house on the side of a hill. That's how I do it.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how people that live by the river, every time their house gets washed out, they go, you know, oh no, not again.
Oh, but we're going to rebuild.
Yeah, right. Same place. Right.
Stop, stupid.
Yeah, Nashville's a great town. We spent some time
there. Great town.
We used to go there every year for fanfare because we're country music fans. And
oh yeah, man, it's big time. And this summer we're doing another. Fundraiser for victims of the flood. You know, my wife and I gave a ton of money to that, and we're doing another fundraiser. So, you know, I'll come in and plug that. Maybe we'll get some fans come
cool,
out.
Cool, yeah. I'm a musician myself, so I am a little prejudiced. But the thing I like about Nashville is you can go downtown there on Music Row, those little bars. And because Nashville reminds me a little bit of Haight-Ashbury in its day, where if you've got to be in country music, you got to go down there and pay dues. And there are some incredible musicians playing for free down there.
Incredible. And, you know, and it's not just country music, too. You know, since Jack White and a bunch of people have been recording there, you know, there's just great musicians all around Nashville.
Yeah.
And it's like at any time, you know, we have my wife plays guitar, Lana Turner, we have guitars, and guys will come over when we have barbecues. You know, Trace Atkins will come in and play, and it's just phenomenal, you know. And another guy will go, hey, I got one too, and then they'll just pass the guitar around. It's really kind of weird, you know.
Well, the new show is called Brothers from Another Mother, done in Nashville, supposedly. Now, when's it going to be on, do you know?
It's Comedy Central's scheduling is what the problem is. And once we get it all worked out, then we're ready to go. You know, the script is in the final stages. It's got one more pass through Comedy Central, and we're done.
I understand.
They want it controversial, and so we've got, like, a retard in it. We've got, you know, I'm dropping
any midgets?
The N-bomb.
Any midgets?
Actually, there was talk of a midget. There was. I wanted to get Tony Cox, the black midget from Bad Santa.
Yeah.
I love Tony Cox. He's hilarious. And I wanted to get him to play Lavelle's and my uncle. All right? I thought that'd be hilarious.
I do have flavor because I'm from the South. A lot of white folks in the South got flavor. They just suppress it sometimes with country music. I do have flavor from the South, you know? And I am from the South, y'all. I was born in Tennessee, raised in Arkansas, and moved to Texas when I was 18. I'm Southern. I'm my own cousin. Okay? I'm Southern. But unlike a lot of like white folks from the South who won't admit it, I'll tell you the truth. I got some black blood in me. What's up? Yeah. I wish I got that big dick. That'd have been cool. Yeah. That's how it goes. I didn't get a big dig. I got bad credit. Ain't that a bitch? That's how it goes, player. It's either big dig or bad credit every time. That and a couple of sickle cells, but all I got. I didn't get the magic stick, folks. I can hit it once, I can't hit it twice. It allows me, though, to tell the truth, you know what I mean? It allows me to tell the truth, you know, because I live in Mexico and I got black blood in me. So, I mean, just a couple of drops, but it's there, ta-da. It's so diluted. It allows me to tell the truth, you know? And not everybody likes the truth, you know what I mean? But most comics give you what you want. Daddy gives you what you need. It's good for you. Like, here's some truth for us. White people, we constantly fuck on minorities in this country, don't we? Man, it got quiet fast though, didn't it? White people here like, what the fuck are you doing? Hello, they're right over there.
They will kill us. Look, fat guy, I didn't drive all the way from Beverly Hills for this shit, okay? Jesus. It's crazy.
We do fuck on minorities. You can't say we don't because we do. Black Heritage Month. Anybody know what month that is? February, yeah. The shortest month. Right. The shortest fucking month. We fucked them out of 3 days. But it's also one of the coldest months. You can't get black people marching when it's 20 below. Fubu don't make a parka. There ain't no Sean John ski suit. Goddamn pit bulls be running around getting frostbite. Are you out of your fucking mind? But, you know, at least, you know, y'all got a month, you know. Latinos, y'all get 1 day each for all y'all. And there's a shitload of you. There really is. There's a gang of... Like, Mexicans, y'all get Cinco de Mayo, right? Right. Puerto Ricans, we got any Puerto Ricans here? I didn't think so. I didn't see nobody's flag. Okay, all right. Now, y'all know Puerto Ricans always have flags. It's either on their neck or on the Toyota Corolla. You pick. All right. And they're proud. They're like, Puerto Rico's my country. It's my country. Stupid ass. It's U.S. territory. Right? You know, that's what they said. Oklahoma's my country, dummy. Okay. Anyway, Puerto Ricans got the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York, you know, where they rape a girl in the park. Hey, look, folks, that's their culture. That's how they choose to celebrate. We can't judge. Dominicans got the opening day at baseball. Cubans didn't even get a day. Ain't that a bitch to not even get a day? They just gave them Miami and said, fuck it. Like, hell, they keep on washing up. Give it to them. Shit. Did y'all see this recently? A guy in Cuba made a truck into a boat. It was in the news. A truck into a boat. Am I the only one thinking that maybe the Discovery Channel has made its way to Cuba? Right? Because that's got Monster Garage written all over that, doesn't it? Seriously. But some Cubans don't even use a boat, do they? They just take off swimming. They're like, fuck it, I'm out of here. And they swim for like 2 or 3 weeks, and that's a long way to swim when you're trying to keep a cigar lit. That ain't easy, you know? 2 or 3 weeks in the ocean, swimming. And yet in this country, we still got the nerve to call Mexicans wetbacks. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Most Mexicans, y'all didn't cross the border crossed you. But if you did have to cross that border, that water ain't but knee high. That ain't gonna get you back wet. Unless you trip or fall. They should call y'all like wet shins or shin backs.
Gracias, Simón. Ralphie May is my guest this week. Now, you were talking about Comedy Central, the show you have coming on called Brothers from Another Mother, and you were mentioning the F word or the N word and all this. Now, did Comedy Central tell you can do whatever you want, they'll just beep it out? Is that the deal?
Yeah, pretty much. And they want it controversial. You know, they want it really controversial. So, like the retard, we've got...
Now, wait, you need to say retard. I'll give him a little more credit. What's the character in the plot? Who's the retard? What's his role?
He's a waiter that actually gets... He's based on a buddy of mine that growing up. And I think you have the bit.
Yeah.
Rusty the retard. His name is Rusty Dugan. All right. And this guy... was phenomenal. You know, he was a good friend of mine, and he actually got me fired from my first job. I worked at McDonald's for about two and a half hours, and I hooked him up, I gave him like a cheeseburger and some fries and a quarter pound of a cheese, I think. And a vanilla milkshake, because retards really love milkshakes. They really do. I mean, and I gave it to him. And he's holding his tray, and he starts screaming at the top of his voice, "Thank you so much for bringing me free food. I love you so much. I never come to McDonald's and got free food before." And I'm like, "Rusty, calm down." And that's when my boss came over and started busting my stones about giving away product. And I said, "Come on, he's retarded. Watch him. Drink the milkshake. You'll love it." You know, because they get the headache. They drink it too fast.
Right. Brain freeze. Right.
And he fired me on the spot. And as I'm leaving, and Rusty goes, "If you want, I'll come work for you. No problem, sir." And I'm like, "Rusty, you just got me fired from my job. Now you're trying to take it?" And he's like, "Don't worry, dude. I'll hook you up." And that's how this guy's going to be. But, you know, Rusty was a horny bastard. He he had a big old dick, you know, Sonny. I'm not going to lie to you. It was 11 and a half inches.
Wow.
And I know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. And he would beat it every day in class. And that's what was hilarious. So we kind of took, you know, some parts of that character, of the guy I used to know, and put him into a sexually adventurous and well-hung retarded guy that bangs chicks left and right.
Wow.
And every time he hugs somebody, we're going to make him come. Like, he hugs and kind of dry humps him a little bit. And
it sounds like an interesting program.
Yeah, and he comes, and we're going to call him Krusty Rusty. That's his character name.
Oh, God.
And where's the controversy? I don't get it.
Oh, yeah,
I don't either.
Right.
I don't either. And also, in the pilot episode, we have to bury our father. We found out that he's our father, and so I make the funeral arrangements, trying to be the good son. And the funeral parlor cremates the black guy who's actually my father, and they set out the white guy that they got at the same time, and so we have to put blackface on a white corpse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right. Right. And it's pretty funny, man. It's a really good episode.
It sounds like a show that should have been on Comedy Central years ago, but they never had the balls to do it.
Yeah. Exactly, and I think now they've got some balls. Now,
are they going to run it like at the 2 in the morning slot on course, so you don't have to beat things out?
I think so. That's what they've told us, that we're going to run one during prime time that's edited, you know, that's bleeped, and then one late that's not.
My guest this week, Ralphie May. You have an old lady who has her own career, Lana Turner.
My beautiful wife.
Now, how has her career managed to maintain with you getting her pregnant all the time? I mean, is she doing all right there?
She's just tenacious. She's not a quitter. And, you know, she was performing with our first child. She performed up till 2 days before she had the baby. And then it was so funny because she would go on stage and put plastic tarp down in case her water broke.
So she played it up. But the songs she sings, they're all very sexually oriented, so they must have been funnier by having a pregnant woman sing them, right?
I know. It's so funny hearing her say that, you know, when I first got pregnant, I was nervous. I went to the drugstore, got an EPT test and a coat hanger. I'm old school. Oh, and you're like, "What? What did that pregnant woman just say?" And then she's like, "I hope it comes out white." You know.
Now,
she's hilarious.
She writes these songs. Some people aren't familiar with her material. You know, yeah. Dick songs and whatnot. But does she sit around the house writing these songs with the kids there? I mean, where does she? Really?
Yeah, it's hilarious. You know, the nanny will have the kids up in the playroom, and then you hear this, you know, and she's like, "Come on, I'll get you some cookies, okay?" And she, you know, she's like got two little babies, and she's being super mom, all right? And then she'll grab her guitar, and like this amazingly hilarious filth will just fall out. It's hilarious.
Now, how did you meet?
We met at an open mic at the Laugh Stop in Houston, the old Laugh Stop downtown on West Gray. And it was about 12, 13 years ago. And she came in with her guitar, and I was a total douche to her because, you know, I hate guitar acts, right. And I ended up marrying one. What the fuck's the world coming to, Sonny?
No, Ralphie, she wasn't a chubby chaser, was she?
No, not at all. You know,
because you told me last time we talked that you got some of those chubby chasers on your website sending you emails and stuff, right?
Yeah, I do. It's weird because, you know, and they're usually beautiful women, and you're like, what? Why? You're weird, okay? You know, my wife fell in love with me over the phone. I was in L.A., you know, trying to make ends meet, selling gram bags. And, and I'm not going to lie to you, Sonny. It was always good weed, but it was never a full gram.
I was going to say, the gram was the lie.
Yeah, exactly. And we just talked every day on the phone, you know, and we built a relationship on the phone, and then she never thought it could... she could actually fall in love with a big fat guy. You know, a lot of women are nervous about this. And she came out, and we were walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and we met a girlfriend of mine, old girlfriend, who was, she's the granddaughter of somebody famous who has their star actually on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
And she was doing an etching of him, of her grandfather. And we walked by, and she's like, Ralphie? And it was my ex-girlfriend. And she was a beautiful, beautiful girl. And my wife was like, oh, okay, I guess it can be. Okay, and then like a day later, we're making out.
Wow.
And then, you know, a
true
week
love.
Later. Yeah, right?
A few years later, kids, and no.
Kids, debt, mortgages.
Oh, give
it's
me that
awesome.
Bullshit. Yeah, all right, mortgages. You're a wealthy, well-paid and well-fed guy.
You got half of that right, brother.
Poor Mexicans, though. Y'all get one day of recognition for what you've done for this country. The fifth largest economy in the world is California, and it all used to be Mexico. And we give you one day a fuck that. Next year, because I'm down with the brown like a motherfucker, I'm going to hang out at Home Depot the whole day. Drive around with no insurance. Give me some dirty kids and go to Kmart. Fuck it. La Raza! Ralphie. But the most messed up thing we do to minorities actually happened back in January. Anybody go to the mall when they were holding the white sale on Martin Luther King Day? And buy yourself some sheets? That's fucked up, ain't it? We got the nerve in this country to hold a white sale on Martin Luther King Day, and all you can do is sell some fucking sheets? Like, what if you get there early? You get a book of matches and a map to black churches? God damn! Relax! That ain't right. And for me, Martin Luther King's one of the greatest Americans of all time. That man had true courage, you know what I'm saying, y'all? He stood up. That's right, fought for America. He wasn't elected, he wasn't paid. He just knew it was right. And that's why he did it. But he had conviction you couldn't get today. You know what I'm saying? He would march like 40 miles in a day. God damn, 40 fucking miles. Maybe y'all adding that up. Okay, that's 40 fucking miles. And that's with them old school shoes too. That ain't with good ass cross trainers. There ain't no Nike Shocks for Martin. You know what I mean? That's some hurt yourself shoes. Y'all still ain't with me. That's a fucking mile further than 39 miles. That's a long fucking walk. You know there was a brother walking when Martin got mad. At least one. Yo, Martin, what the fuck? Yeah, man, you made your point at mile 19, okay, player? No, I ain't being a troublemaker, Martin. I'm just saying maybe you didn't think this all out. Oh, really? Okay. How are we getting back? No, we can't take the bus, remember? Lord, Lord, Lord. Thanks to Martin's good work. You know, this, a lot of wrongs were righted. But now the pendulum swung too far to the left, you know what I mean? Now everybody's too PC. This is what made me snap. Okay, I was up for a movie, okay, a horrible movie, all right, and I went to the fourth callback, though. That means you're supposed to have the part, right? And then I got told by the studio I had to lose weight to play a fat guy. Ain't that a bitch? Too fat to be fat, motherfucker. That's like telling a Mexican, get a tan. Look here, Pedro, you better darken up, son. So it made me snap. Okay, and I made a New Year's resolution this year, and it wasn't to lose weight, because at this point, fuck it. Right? Fuck it. This is more than a Diet Coke fix, right? Okay. Right. So my New Year's resolution this year was just to be correct. Not politically correct, just correct. There's a big fucking difference. Like, I don't say African American, all right? And the reason is I live off of Crenshaw, okay? Crenshaw and Adams, okay? All right, and even the white people go, ooh, that is dangerous. That's in a Dr. Dre song. I've heard it before. That's scary. Anyway, I live off of Crenshaw, okay? All right, I'm completely surrounded by black folks. I am the only cracker in the box. None of whom have been to Africa. We got black people here, anybody? That's what I fucking thought. Oh, you been to Africa? Get the fuck out of here. Come on, yeah, yo. Okay, Mufasa. Maybe you're African American. The rest of these people, black folks. Right. You still black? All right. Just black. African American. You know, why they name most black people after someplace they've actually been? Like, Compton Americans. Or Inglewood Swap Meet Americans. Vietnamese Nail Salon Americans. Someplace black folks actually go, okay? And I feel bad for black, don't get it twisted. I feel bad, because it's been a tough year to be black. I mean, seriously, this year's been fucked, okay? Y'all had Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown interview? Oh, shit. That's a tough day to be black. Because that was embarrassing. They were up there lying their asses off. No, we don't do cocaine. Why, you got any cocaine? And did you see Bobby? He was the only one sweating, wasn't he? He was sweating like R. Kelly at the Kids' Choice Awards. Holy fuck. That's right, I said it. What's up? Look at Whitney's using crack asses up there. Buy my CD, please. Buy my CD. I'm on cocaine. Buy my CD. I need more money for cocaine. All right, and then they bring out their fat baby. Thank God somebody's eating in that house, huh? Oh, shit. Yeah, that's Bobby's little girl, too, because those teeth are fucked up, huh? God damn, I've seen a jack-o'-lantern with a better smile. That shit. That little baby can eat both sides of the cob of corn at the same time. Her teeth are like a goddamn Ludacris song. They're in different area codes, like 4-4, 2-1-2, 3-2-3. I've got tooth.
Ralphie May is our guest this week. Now, you mentioned a little on the last break for people who weren't listening. That you met Lana and you said, oh, she didn't know she'd like a big fat guy. But I was just thinking, you're a dad. And I remember as a little kid, when my dad came down the hall, he wasn't as large as you are. Now, do you worry about being imposing to your children? I mean, what do you think?
I hope so. I hope I'm imposing. I'm daddy. I should be imposing a little bit. If I was a pushover,
there, right?
I'd be a pussy.
Yeah,
you know, raise some
there.
Shitty kids.
Yeah, right. We just ran a bit about by Carlos Mencia before he got here on the air about, you know, he's still into the old. You know, they understand a little pain every now and then. He's old school when it comes to raising kids.
Yeah, well, I don't spank them. You know, we take stuff away from them, yeah. And that really pisses my daughter off more than a spanking. Yeah. You know, you say, all right, all the toys are going. What? Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy, whatever you want. All right, then, that's what I thought. Don't make Daddy start loading it up, because I'm not going to pick it up once, and I'm going to throw it away.
You have a nanny you mentioned to me earlier, right?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is she Spanish?
No. We got a white girl. I guess you're right. I guess that's how we know we're rich. You know, we got a white nanny.
I don't remember who it was. We had a guest a while ago that was talking about going out to Vegas and watching some of the old timers, and they really enjoyed watching. It was Brian Regan took his wife to go see Marty Allen.
Great.
Marty Allen out in Las Vegas. You know, hello there, that guy. And
yeah.
Don Rickles, do you ever have the urge, or do you enjoy, you ever see some of the old timers when you get a chance?
Oh, man, are you kidding me? I was really good friends with Buddy Hackett.
Oh, really?
Buddy Hackett was, I think, the funniest person I've ever met, and oddly, one of the smartest people I've ever met. His IQ was about 154, and he was a genius.
What bothered me was... the Buddy Hackett most people know, of course, is from television at Sullivan, blah, blah, blah. But his act out in Vegas was amazing.
Was amazing. And he was getting, you know, for the comedy fans, he was getting laughs every about 6 to 8 seconds. Do you know how hard that is to do? You have to be a genius to be able to do that.
Right.
And he was amazing, you know.
But he worked a little more adult, too, in Vegas, which I like.
Oh, yeah, man. And, you know, it's so funny because he would we'd go over there, and I don't drink normally, but when Buddy Hackett makes you a margarita, you drink it. All right? And so we were drinking tequila one night, and he was, hey, Ralphie, go over there and get my DVD. Let me show you some stuff from the Tonight Show. All right? And he had all of his Tonight Show appearances with Mr. Carson on DVD.
Really?
And we sat there, and I cried laughing for hours. And he goes, oh, I forgot this one. This is a good one, Ralph. All right? And he would tell me jokes. He gave me a joke that I put in one of my bits about midgets, how they hate farts.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
How's it go?
Midgets hate farts more than anybody. You know, they're right there at eye level, you know. And he wrote that joke in 1954. And he goes, I only did it till 56, so why don't you just use it? All right? And he gave me jokes. And it's like, it's awesome. I have two watches that Buddy wore on The Tonight Show. I have ties that he wore on The Tonight Show.
Wow.
Hats. I love those guys. I think that, you know, Buddy introduced me to Jan Murray, who is a genius comedian. Milton Berle. One morning, it was... I was with Jeffrey Ross at the Old Friars Club in Los Angeles in Beverly Hills. And we had lunch with Milton Berle, Buddy Hackett, Jan Murray, and Carl Reiner.
Oh.
And we had lunch with everybody, and it was amazing. Milton and Buddy were at a roast in the 1950s of, and I forget who the roast was about, but they said the greatest performance they had ever seen at a roast was this was by a comedian named Park Your Carcass. And Park Your Carcass had gone crazy after, he was a great comedian before World War II, and then he went crazy after World War II. And when he came out of the insane asylum, he was trying to get back into comedy, and this was his first gig back. And he got a standing ovation from a room full of comedians and studio people. They said it was the most amazing show they'd ever done, and Milton was the host, and... Park Your Carcass's sons are Albert Brooks and Super Dave Osborne.
Right. I thought that name
That's
sounded
his
familiar.
Sons.
Right.
Yeah, and he went up there and performed, and he whispered to Milton, he goes, do you think I'll get my career back now? And he goes, are you kidding me? The president of every studio just stood up for you and gave you an applause. You're going to have a deal before tonight's over. And Park Your Carcass had a heart attack and died right there on the dais.
You're kidding me.
Died right, I swear to God. And I forget the singer who was supposed to go up next. Vale something.
Jerry Vale.
Jerry Vale was supposed to go up next, and his hit was "There's No Tomorrow for You and Me," and it was so funny because they were cracking up as this guy's dying. All right, and it was. It's like, oh my God. They said it was the greatest performance they'd ever seen.
Well, Milton Berle stories are great. His son,
Marshall
Berle.
Marshall.
He always has a Milton story. And he said one time, Milton, you know, there's a famous rumor about him having the biggest cock in show business.
Mm-hmm. I believe it, man.
Yeah, well, it was true.
And me and Jeffrey Ross, yeah, we had to hold him up and at the urinal one time. And he goes, look at that, and I could just see it in my periphery. It looked like a 4-year-old's arm.
Yeah, well, there's one story. My favorite was that somebody challenged Milton to see who had the biggest dick, and he goes, okay, fine, but I'm only going to take out enough to win.
I'm sick of everybody wanting for something in the past. You know, I'm like, stop, The new thing is if you're rich. And you're bored with your life, and everything's going great, but you feel bad about how easy you have it, okay? The new thing is to go out and protest something. That's it. It happens. Oh, in Hollywood, it happens all the fucking time. Little spoiled rich girls who are really actresses, okay? I'm an actress. I'm just waiting tables now. I mean, it's a transition. But everything feels great with my life. Everything is so awesome with my life. It's so totally awesome. You know, my dad's got, you know, I pay $1,100 for a studio apartment in West Hollywood. And, you know, I've got to drive a BMW. It's a couple years old, but I'll manage. I feel empty. I feel so empty. I really do. I want to make the world a better place. Girl, we should protest. Really? Yes. Yes, that whole fucking war in Iraq bullshit. It was just a war for oil. You're so right. I thought that. You're so right. You know, that's why we get along. I'm a Sagittarius and you're a Libra. We totally get along. We really do. War for oil. That's fucking stupid. Hello, we've got Quaker State here, dirt. Girl, let's go protest that war for oil. Okay, fuck it. We'll take my dad's expedition. It'll be fun. And these are the same people who 2 years ago were protesting paper companies and logging companies for cutting down trees. No, you can't cut down these trees. They're magic. They're magic trees, not for paper. There's an elf in there that's gonna help 3 midgets and a crackhead drop a ring into a volcano. You can't cut down these trees for paper. And now this year they were all protesting in the streets with big ass paper signs. No war. No war. Everybody was crying. Oh, it's just a war for oil. It's a war for oil. It's a war for oil. Fucking good. I'm tired of paying $2.22 a fucking gallon for gas. Light them up, George. Light them the fuck up. I'm sick of this shit. Fuck yeah. About time we get something out of a war. We didn't get fucking shit out of Somalia except for one good movie. Fuck that. I want cheap gas. You're goddamn right. Knock, knock, who's there? Cruise missile. Light them up! Sick of this shit. You're goddamn right I want cheap gas, and I want to buy it from a good gas station like Exxon or Mobil. Not no bullshit ghetto thrifty gas station at the corner of Crenshaw and Adams. Fuck that gas. And blacks and Mexicans, you know what I'm talking about, because that's where y'all buy y'all's gas too. Don't act like you don't. Fuck that gas. You know the homeless people won't even come up to you because they know you ain't got no change to spare. Fucking bullshit gas. Comes with leaves out of the pipe. Fuck that gas. We wouldn't start a barbecue grill, goddammit. I want some Tecron in my shit. I don't know what the fuck Tecron is either, but I know I want me some. Don't you want you some? You're goddamn right. Look, put some Optimus Prime in there. that shit. I don't give a fat baby's dick. Let's do it. I want cheap gas. Yeah, boo-hoo-hoo. Good. So by the time we should knight that whole fucking region. I'm sick of this shit. Take their shit. Look, you can live in peace or you can't live at all, motherfucker. Marinate on that. One country down, 15 more to go. Fuck them. Fuck them. Let's pave it over, make a nice big fucking 7-Eleven. Be like their training center and shit. Look, hey, they blow themselves up one at a time to go to Allah. Let's just speed up the trip. Fuck those motherfuckers. Do you know how long it takes me to fucking put my shoes back on at the airport? Fuck those motherfuckers. Light them up. Sick of this shit. My mama's been afraid for 2 years. Fuck those dudes. I swear to God, if gas hits 250, I'm going over. I came back last week. If it's 250, fuck it, I'm going back. I can't run for shit, but I sure as fuck can't push a button. And I'd make a very scary paratrooper.
Ralphie May. I know you well enough to know that saying certain things bother you, but instead of getting pissed, you usually turn them into material on stage. Right. So let me ask you about a couple of things, and I just want to get your Ralphie May reaction. The Tea Party movement. Give any thought to that?
I think it's hilarious when they call themselves tea baggers. All right, I just get tickled knowing that all these old people are talking about. Yeah, I'm a tea bagger. Yeah, which means you like balls on your face. Stupid. Okay, you know, they're just white people that are mad that a black guy's the president, right, and they don't want to pay taxes. Well, guess what? White people not want to pay taxes since this country was formed, you know? But it is so funny that, you know, since the Tea Party, ostensibly, I know because, you know, we're American, we consider it, you know, a very patriotic, you know, thing, but at its base, it was terrorism. You know, it was like the first act of terrorism. These guys dressed as Indians to scare white people, and then they went there and destroyed property of a company, not a nation, but a company. You know, that's terrorism.
Yeah, well, you mentioned him being pissed about having a black president. Their whole slogan about "Take America Back," I think, has more meaning than we tend to think, right?
Yeah, from black people.
Right. How about the New York mosque situation? You have any thought to that?
You know, man, I don't care. I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of disgusted with Islam being, quote unquote, the religion of peace. Unless you disagree with them, then they'll cut your head off. You know, it's hypocrisy upon hypocrisy. Supposedly, this is supposed to be another. They have one in Spain. A mosque that was set up for Christians and Jews and Muslims to go study and worship and learn from each other. It's a cultural thing, and that's what they're trying to do. But, you know, there could be some place, you know, 3 blocks away, 4 blocks away. But I think everybody is, you know, it's already 2 blocks away. You know, it's like, seriously, you're really going to be mad, you know? I mean, have you, you know, you're mad at the mosque being there, but people are already praying, okay? And nobody's talking about the hot dog guys, all right? You know, I mean, so they can walk around.
You're right next to the building, right?
Exactly. Their cousin's the one who flew the plane in, all right? And you're worried about a mosque 2 blocks away when the hot dog guy's right there?
And not to mention the cab drivers, right?
Exactly. If you're taking a cab in this town, well, Jesus fucking Christ.
One more semi-serious question. What's your reaction to the immigration situation? You live in L.A. or California.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't think that the white people in Arizona have really thought this out, to be honest with you, brother. I really don't, you know. Pardon me. Do you want to mow your yard when it's 130 degrees? No. And let's say Fox News wins and all the Mexicans are gone. Who's going to pick the fruits and vegetables? You know, that's a great question because, you know, for all of our technology, Sonny, we've never invented a machine that knows the difference between a ripe tomato and an unripe tomato.
Right.
You know, which grape to cut, which one to leave. All right? They don't have that technology. The machine we invented was Mexicans. You know, they're perfect. You know, they can discern. They're short. They have, you know, it's less reach. Right. You know, less back fatigue. Well, they have a lot high rates of melanin, so the sun doesn't bother them. You know, and then you tell this to white people, and they'll go, we'll just get white people to do it. And I'm like, great. Now my salad's going to cost $100.
Right.
You know, because the white people, you get them to work like Mexicans, you gotta pay them. You know, it's going to be a union job. They're going every day off.
Even
you know, Mexicans don't want days off.
Even if you do pay them, I mean, it's hard to get a – oh, it was Tim Wilson said, when's the last time you seen a white guy on a roof?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
or fixing anything or doing a lawn.
No, you don't, because it's too expensive.
Well, Ralphie, let me ask you one more thing.
Yes, sir.
I want you to give me a one-word description. No, think about it. One-word description of Sarah Palin.
Huh? There you go.
Very
it's
good.
It's like, how did that happen? She said, what? Huh?
Huh?
Are you kidding me? Huh?
Very, very good. Very good. Ralphie, congratulations on the show. Congratulations on being a dad. Congratulations on having a beautiful woman fall in love with you. And congratulations on your sense of humor. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Sonny. I appreciate you, brother.
Ralphie May, my guest this week on the Foxcast. We'll have another one next week. We welcome your comments. Please tell your friends about the show. And thanks for listening.